This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Local food pantries are working to address food insecurity as Wisconsin's food share program runs out of money. Wisconsin Food Share, which is 100% federally funded, will end on November 1st due to the federal government shutdown. Donna Ambrose is the executive director of The Neighbor's Place, a Wausau-based nonprofit that provides food, basic necessities, and support to those in need. Ambrose says they're seeing a spike in the number of people they serve.
So a lot of those households that we haven't seen before are now coming. Or people also that only needed us periodically are now coming more frequently. So that's been a big shift in the number of people that we see here at the Neighbor's Place.
She says while their food pantry is in good supply, they have to start planning to maintain a sustainable inventory and staffing.
So we're going to do it slow and steady, do it incrementally. But we're just kind of taking it a day at a time right now to see what's going on.
The lapse in food share funding also threatens women, infant, and children, or WIC, families. Now, area nonprofits have partnered with the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin to launch the Formula and Food Insecurity Fund. The fund will provide grants to nonprofit organizations in Marathon, Lincoln, Langlade, and Taylor counties that distribute food and formula to those in need. Ambrose says any donation helps the multi-county effort.
You know, people often think, well, I can only donate $10, let's say. How's that going to help? This crisis is so big. But I will tell you, we have the greatest success with a lot of small donations.
To donate to the fund, visit cfoncw.org, or you can donate directly to the Neighbor's Place at neighborsplace.org. Daylight saving time ends this weekend. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
On Sunday, we get an extra hour of sleep when the clocks fall back an hour at 2 a.m., resulting in earlier sunrises and earlier sunsets. People with seasonal affective disorder suffer with the shorter days and less sunlight of fall and winter. While this change gives us an extra hour of sleep, the time difference can still cause confusion and disruptions to the schedules for kids and pets. The Journal of Clinical Sleep Medicine says the shift in time change has been associated with increased heart attacks, strokes, abnormal heart rhythms, sleep disruption, mood disturbances, and even suicide. People tend to feel more tired with the less light. A common chemical that regulates that is called serotonin, and that comes from the sun. So it's important to increase your exposure to sunlight during the day, especially in the morning. Be sure to get plenty of rest, get exercise, be active, and make sure to eat a well-balanced diet full of fruits and veggies to regulate your mood cycle. And you can also consider a light therapy lamp. They're designed to simulate natural sunlight and help you. Experts say it's also okay to take naps if you feel fatigued, but limit the nap to 30 minutes and take it before 3 p.m. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Today wraps up International Bat Week. There are 8 bat species found in Wisconsin, and 4 are state-threatened species. The decline of bats in Wisconsin is primarily due to white nose syndrome, which is a disease caused by a fungus that attacks the bare skin of bats during hibernation each winter and exhausts their energy stores. This leaves them vulnerable to starvation before their insect diet becomes available in the spring. To help protect bats, Wisconsinites can build and put up a bat house, plant native plants, maintain an insecticide and herbicide-free yard, and humanely exclude bats from homes and buildings. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is seeking public input on a project to update Highway 29. DOT is holding a public involvement meeting to receive input on the project that extends from the Wisconsin River Bridge and County Q in Marathon County, and is aimed at extending the life of the roadway and ramps, which is currently showing signs of distress and safety issues. The meeting is scheduled for November 5th at 5 p.m. at the Village of Weston Municipal Center. The Wausau City Council on Tuesday voted to absorb a pet licensing fee increase for 2026, preventing the additional cost from being passed on to residents. The annual license fee for spayed or neutered pets will be $23 rather than the previously proposed $30, and the discount for microchipped pets will remain at $8 instead of being reduced to $5. The difference will be covered by the city's Animal Control Reserve Fund. The City Council is expected to adopt its final budget on November 11th. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters to consider donating deer they harvest to the agency's Deer Donation Program. According to a press release, the program has been stocking venison at food pantries across the state since it began in 2000. In that time, over 100,000 deer and 4 million pounds of ground venison have been used to help residents in need. Hunters interested in donating their deer must field dress it as they usually would, test it for chronic wasting disease, and contact a participating processor. Marathon County residents can take their deer to Custom Meats in Marathon City. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
The Bucks beat Golden State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Fiserv Farm was rocking last night. Chance of let's go Bucks as Milwaukee beat Golden State 120-110. And that's with Giannis out for the night with a sore knee. Ryan Rollins stepped up, shooting a career-high 32 points, and was asked what was it like guarding Steph Curry.
It was nice. It was fun, man. That's probably the best way I could put it. It was fun just being able to, you know, just coming out with the win and just bumping with them.
The Bucks are now 4-1. NFL, Micah Parsons named NFC Defensive Player of the Month, even though they had a bye week this month.
Yeah, that was impressive. I was like, damn, did we? I even looked back and said, what games did we play? Like, it kind of threw me off too. Like, I was a little bit in shock, but you know, we just ready. I just feel like I'm really getting into a groove and rhythm right now, and I'm excited to go play again.
The Packers host the Panthers Sunday at noon with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered afternoon showers. Our high in the upper 40s to low 50s here this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers possible. Maybe a flurry or two mixing in. Our low in the 30s tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com.